Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, before we talk a little bit about the Texans and how they are viewed around the league, as we're taking some, you know, some cues and some notes from schedule release. Of course, the official schedule release happens tomorrow. Schedule release 2025. They do all the branding and everything, and we'll get all the videos and everything tomorrow. But we'll get a little details from that. However, we were talking about the Astros. They're back at it again tonight versus the Kansas City Royals. It will be Framber Valdez who is going for your Astros. And one person who will not be going, Yordan Alvarez.
Don't say it.
Yordan Alvarez will not be back or available tonight. Joe Espada told the flagship of the Astros that not too long ago. So still holding off. He would have been eligible if he was ready, but it seems like not quite ready. It is encouraging, though, that he was, you know, in the batting cage. It looked like he had, you know, swinging some bats mm-hmm. yesterday. So soon. Soon feels like it's the answer. What does that mean? I have no
heard
godly
that
idea.
Before.
I have no earthly idea what soon actually means. Is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is that over this weekend for the Ranger series? No idea. No
like I said, I wish I could say that was a surprise.
That's right. But I just wanted to give you that update. All right. Mm-hmm. We were looking at this earlier, and we can circle back and give you more updates on the schedule as we know it thus far. But we were looking at the big schedule release things like Christmas Day. We know what one of those games is, which is the Chiefs and the Broncos, right? And, of course, the Chiefs seem like they're going to be a Christmas Day staple, at least as long as they keep playing the way that they do.
Mm-hmm.
But the Broncos, Bo Nix, young, talented player. All right, cool. Week 13, Black Friday game. That's another thing that they're trying to make big, especially on Prime Video. You're getting Bears-Eagles. Bears! CJ's little brother, as evidenced by week 2 last week. Caleb Williams. Young, talented quarterback. Okay, cool. Week 16, those Saturday games that are going to compete with some college football playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting Eagles, Commanders, and you're getting Packers, Bears. We mentioned the Bears, but now you get Commanders in there. Jaden Daniels, young, talented player. You know, competing on that same rookie mm-hmm. Quarterback season level. You mentioned this. It's a lot of young, talented quarterbacks that are getting these primetime treatments. But no C.J. Stroud in any of these spaces this year. Does this speak in your mind to how the league feels about C.J. or maybe even not C.J. himself, but about the Texans as a whole, that they're not really getting as much of this placement in not just regular primetime games? I think they'll still get those.
Yeah.
But in these primetime games, these ultra primetime games, if you allow me to coin a term, they're not getting those spaces.
Yeah, these are the Hallmark games, is what I will call them.
Okay.
Especially because...
Like the network?
One's on Christmas Day. Get it?
Hallmark. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But these are the Hallmark games.
Does that mean that the Texans would have to go to a small town?
Yeah.
And meet a lumberjack?
They're going to quit their
fall
job.
Fall in love?
They're gonna quit their job.
Meet a plumber.
As a cop.
I don't know what's funny about it being a plumber.
The Texans are going to quit their job as... a copy editor at a publishing firm to go open a flower shop.
Those movies have to be the easiest movies to make.
Oh, yes.
100%. We can make one right now in 5 minutes.
It's easy.
Like the script is just a
they
mad
don't like
lib.
Each other at first, you know.
That's right.
She thinks he's a little gruff. you know, mm-hmm. a little bit too much of a rube.
You know what's sad?
Now they get stuck in the room by themselves
yes.
where they arguing, and yeah. now they come out of there liking each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, exactly.
What's sad is y'all
That's
have
the Texans.
Y'all have spouses, so y'all have excuses. I don't have an excuse for why I know this. I really don't.
Anywho, these are the Hallmark games.
Right.
Christmas Day, Black Friday. This is when the NFL, you know, as they're putting together the schedule, now obviously they have different formulas and stuff, but they are saying, we need, this is when we're going to have the most eyes on our product. What's going to sell? Christmas Day, you just said it, Bo Nix. You know, obviously Black Friday. Everybody's at home if they're not in line somewhere on Amazon.
Ain't nobody in line. I know.
Everybody's still getting out for Black Friday like that.
No, you get your stuff done on Thursday and then you sit your cheeks down.
Some people like to just the thrill of the hunt. Okay, but Black Friday, everybody's at home. Big audience. Hey, Caleb Williams. All right, how about the doubleheader? We're going to go head-to-head against college football here. We really need some headliners. All right, let's go with Caleb Williams again. How about tossing a little Jordan Love and then maybe, you know, that Jaden Daniels kid's pretty good. These are Hallmark games, and C.J. Stroud is not a part of them. Is that it's got to be formed as a question. And I'm still trying to formulate my answer. Is that a sign that a little bit of shine is off the 2023 you know, rising star.
Got you. Yeah. I was like, what is he going for? Because you went backwards, and it's 2025 right now.
Yeah.
I don't think so. And the one thing that I point to is I think the offensive line sold last year for CJ.
Mm-hmm.
There was talk of a sophomore slump behind how poorly he was protected. And I think most people understood that that was more a sign of the offensive line than his play.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could point to the kind of shell shock that we discussed. I do wonder, though, how much of this is just about the Texans themselves, because as evidenced by on the text line from the 832, I think for the most part, we don't put it on a good game in prime time. Christmas game last year, for example, was sad. They said that they were excited for that game, ended up being embarrassed, and that game was not watchable. Yeah, man, and it wasn't just embarrassed in front of the NFL world. There was a lot of people who were watching that game just because it was Christmas, and it was probably on in the house when they were around in Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people watching because they wanted to see Beyonce, and while they were there, might as well see these teams, except, nope, nothing to see here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So I do wonder how much that also was there. But also, there was a little part that we noticed, and I'm interested to get your thought on this, on how much this might factor in. There's been a lot of willingness for the NFL to put these Hallmark games, as you've called it, or even some of these, I'll keep calling them Hallmark games, the international schedule as well, although the international schedule doesn't have as many of these, divisional games in these places. I would like to take the opportunity, as someone who lives in the city of Houston, Texas, and blame the Colts, the Jaguars,
maybe,
and the Titans, because, maybe you put C.J. Stroud in these games, but do you want to put Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones? Do you want to put Trevor Lawrence at this current stage? Do you want to maybe put Cam Ward in that space alongside him? And I think that maybe that also hampers some of the opportunity for the Texans to get some of these Hallmark spots.
Yeah, no, I think that's a big part of it, because when you look at like the AFC North, I feel like they always got them on the Sunday night football, Thursday night football, even with like Browns and Steelers.
Yeah.
And I don't think those things been that good like that. But I just don't know if they feel like the rest of the country is sold on the AFC South, like as a rivalry.
I think that's a factor. I don't know if it's like a determining factor.
No, I'm just trying to be a little bit of a homer right now. I'm trying to put it on everybody else.
And I also don't believe, the shine is definitely off of C.J. Stroud. He's a star. He's a well-known star. He's been taking this team to the playoffs two times in a row. But the NFL is all about, not just what have you done for me lately, but who's hot right now? Who's trending?
Agreed.
They go on Google. They go on all these. All right, what are the hottest trending quarterbacks? Because it does come down to the quarterback. You mentioned the team, and I think there's a lot to that. The team was sort of, all together last year in the offensive line and all that. But it does ultimately come down to the marquee player, and that's the quarterback.
Yeah, I was going to say even the offense in general was kind of they wasn't blowing people's skirts up on the offense.
Yeah.
If that was the case, I feel like they would probably put them on
right
a little more primetime games.
Agreed. And I do wonder, though, CJ, like the shine of it is kind of weird, because I don't think anybody thinks he's a lesser player.
Right.
But he was coming off of that hot season where at least the name was more visible.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that you're right. That's going to be part of it. What have you done for me lately, mm-hmm. or more who's hot now?
it does feel like his star has cooled, and that's why it's even more important that Nick Haley gets this together, and maybe more even so that CJ's a part of this. Because I think this does tie back to an offense that did not fully suit him and did not fully involve him and serve his strengths. I hope that, like, very soon into the season, you see instances for the Texans to be flexed into some of these instances just off of the strength of, okay, this offense, this is different. C.J. Stroud is playing at such a level because the offense allows him to do the things where he has the big ball down the field, right? Those things were kind of limited this past year. Maybe because he's able to utilize his legs a little bit, give you some more highlight plays, which you did not have as much until late in the season last year. And it's one of those things that I think Jane Daniels gets a lot of love off of. And so, yeah, I you're right. I do think that some of those things have factored in, and maybe the Texans not getting as much love in these hallmark games in the schedule as it comes through.
Now, they're going to get primetime games because C.J. Stroud is still a star. It to me, it's going to kind of matter when they play these. In terms of like the confidence the NFL seems to have in the Texans and C.J. Stroud responding and this new offensive coordinator, et cetera, just because you know you put a Thursday night early and a Sunday night early, that's they just want to highlight his name recognition, you know, his and their name recognition. You start putting these later in the season, they think that team's going to be really good, et cetera. And you mentioned you think it might be 4.5 the over under. After looking at this and the international schedule, which is not necessarily prime time, but it's certainly a highlighted game, you know, I might be leaning toward under 4.5, right at 4.
3?
I said 3.
Primetime games.
Yeah.
We'll see ultimately tomorrow, but, I mean, how much do you then add into the gumbo that we're trying to figure out of why the Texans do not show up in any of these kind of hallmark situations? How much do you want to talk about the idea of they hate us as evidenced by the Azeez Al-Shaair, the whole, you know, shenanigans and obviously more so the idea that you had to some degree the coach, but to a larger degree the general manager get out here and very loudly decry the way that the NFL handled that. And then just the primetime performances that they've been able to put up.
They haven't been good.
Yeah. What do you think has been really the biggest portion of them not delivering in primetime?
Well, I mean, last year was just the inconsistency of the line. But really, traditionally, this organization has not done real well on primetime. Like, go back as far as you want. You know, they've been very uneven on that. And then let's just be very honest about this. If C.J. Stroud is not necessarily the hot commodity, you know, what's trending, then the Texans as a whole, they lose luster because they're not a hallmark franchise.
Correct.
I mean, they're just not. You know, give me the Packers with Jordan Love is what the NFL is saying, you know, versus the Texans with C.J. Stroud.
Right, because that's another part of it. I think I pointed this out earlier.
A younger franchise.
And not, much, much younger franchise.
And doesn't have the worldwide or national appeal.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, we talked about some of those young teams that are young quarterbacks, but you tie that to the team. The Denver Broncos is at one point, I do wonder if it still holds the same weight, but at one point, the Denver Broncos was like could be considered some level of in the running if America's team was awarded, not necessarily kind of grandfathered in from this long period of time for the Cowboys. The Broncos would have been one of those teams that you looked at as wildly, wildly popular.
Yeah. Hell, the Commanders.
The Commanders absolutely have been, and shout out to Dan Snyder, completely sullying what had been a legacy of an organization that had crazy, crazy support. That's another one of those. What was the other team that we're talking about? Chicago Bears. I mean, you look at those teams and just the status of, or the stature rather, of the teams themselves before you get to the fact that they have young, intriguing quarterbacks. Mind you, all three of them with really fun offensive coordinators or offensive play callers that you know will put them in circumstances to have some explosive fireworks. It makes sense as to why some of those teams have gotten the nod, but I think that this is where it's going to be incumbent upon this team to hopefully fire up an offense that shows the NFL that they chose wrong, that they did not put their money in the right bucket when it comes to not putting C.J. Stroud in some of these instances.
Yeah, and the offense is going to, you know, the games are going to be flexed. Yeah, you're going to have opportunities on primetime afternoon Sundays, the 3 o'clock window. You're going to have Sunday night. You're going to have a Thursday night. You're going to have a chance to sort of, you know, get back, not good graces, but get back on, you know, in that same conversation with the Jaden Daniels and even the Caleb Williams and it's all that. But the offense has to be more exciting. C.J. Stroud has to be not sacked 52 times, you know, and the offense has to be, because Jaden Daniels was electric, you know, just like C.J. Stroud was as a rookie. And that's why they got so many last year.
Yeah. So hopefully also what might help is having fewer of those, you know, road, home mm-hmm. things, because somebody was pointing to it, alluding to it on the text line here, 713-572-4610. The idea that you only had two back-to-back home games, one pair mm-hmm. of home games back-to-back. That was week four and week five. And then on top of that, remember, we talked a great deal about your three games in 11-day stretches mm-hmm. that you had two times in the season. Yeah. And you had primetime games in the span of both of those. Mm-hmm. And you wonder how much that also took the luster off the Texans. So we'll see what the schedule ultimately looks like. Hopefully you get some wins with the schedule as opposed to what felt like a schedule that made it more difficult on you, not just with the teams that you were playing, but also the structure of it. And so that's part of what makes the schedule release, I guess, interesting in my book. And hopefully we see the interest pay off in a good way for the Texans tomorrow when we get an idea of what their full 17-game schedule looks like. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. This is about the time where we turn things over to Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us, brother?
Yeah, so we're going to do a little hear me out session, man.
Oh, I did not think about
this. This is a safe space right here, 713-572-4610. We will not judge you.
Yeah, we will.
I need to hear y'all hear me out, and we're going to give it to y'all.
All right. I might do that next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loose Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. 713-572-4610. We talked about it a little bit in the confession, so I brought this up because somebody on Al Gore's internet said, "Hear me out" to Beyonce. He retweeted a picture of Beyonce and said, "Y'all need to hear me out on this." And I'm just like, all right, we got to retire the segment.
What are we doing?
Yeah, yeah. Like, all right, who you got to sell hard on Beyonce, man? Mm-hmm. So I think Lopez brought it up about who you hear me out.
Yeah.
And I actually have some. I hope y'all got some.
I got a couple that came to mind.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm struggling to find ones mm-hmm. that really fit in the way.
And they may not even be hear me outs.
Yeah, so
that's
this is
the problem.
So, yeah. So this,
like,
is
a good true hear me out is not easy. It's like the people that are like unpopular opinion.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so people get out here giving opinions that are popular.
So the phrase hear me out, the way we're using it, not just like in general hear me out, but it's a phrase used in some internet subcultures to justify taboo attraction. Traditionally unattractive character or insanely evil character.
Okay.
So it's pretty much a classy way of saying I have a good time with that.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. So send them in 713-572-4610. You want me to start off?
Whatever. I got a couple that came to mind.
All right, who you got?
You want me to start?
Yeah.
So I don't even know if they're real hear me outs, but I think they're in the category. Kim Mulkey.
Yep.
That's a hear me out.
That counts.
Yeah.
That counts.
Definitely a hear me out.
You know, that is like bring a lunch pail and a couple of 20-second timeouts.
All right.
God.
You're going to need a lunch pail.
What did you just say?
And a couple of 20-second timeouts.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you might need a couple cigarettes in Newports.
What? I mean, that you got the gist of what I was saying, didn't you?
I did. I did.
Tell me if this one is a hear me out, because it is for me. Maya Rudolph.
No. Maya Rudolph?
Yeah.
Because I'm in that SNL space, but I don't think that's a... Is that a hear me out?
Is that a hear me out? Maya Rudolph.
That's the tough thing about it, though, especially when it comes to women, is generally women celebrities are attractive people. Like, honestly, our society doesn't really allow unattractive people to really get all this famous, if we're going to be completely honest. And so when we get to this space, it gets difficult.
Mm-hmm. I
feel like the women have an easier time with their hear me outs.
Yeah.
I think this goes as a hear me out because, like, you got to think about it, too. Like, is a lot of people bringing up her?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes a lot of people...
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. It's usually the people that put themselves out there as, like, this sex symbol.
Yeah, and she does not.
Yeah.
Maya Rudolph is 100,000% over here.
She is?
Yes, hear me out.
Okay.
I mean, like, I wouldn't... I don't think that she's a hear me out, but if I had to hear me out 100%,
yeah,
you would have to hear me out on that.
That's all you got?
How about you? Those are the first two. I'll think of some more.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to think of some other ones, and I was having a tough time in that space.
Okay. I got five.
Okay.
All right, well, I want to hear your
I got came five up, on it.
Yeah, I got five on it. My first one is Candace Owens.
Oh.
That's my hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
That's my hear me out.
She's like fairly conventionally attractive, though.
Yeah, but she don't put herself out there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Like, she's just a regular woman. Mm-hmm. Like, she don't be showing nothing. But yeah, man, I can see myself like, come here, my little politician.
Yeah,
okay.
Get over here, my little politician.
I mean, there's definitely some politicians in there, but I figured I'd stay away from that space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we just talking about the hear me out.
Yeah.
My next one is this. I think this is a very hear me out, Madonna.
Yeah,
like right now, Madonna.
I feel like she reached hear me out.
She was a sex symbol at one point.
I ain't talking about back in the 80s, but I'm talking about right now in this very moment.
No, that's fair.
How old is she? She's like 60.
I think she's about my age. She's 63.
That Madonna, by the way, she got a 30-something year old boyfriend she's been running around with.
Doing her the Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick thinks that's cute.
By the way, Bill Belichick apparently was on ESPN and basically got out here saying that Jordan is not a part of the athletic program, and he's just super excited to be back coaching.
That
and
didn't
coaching.
Sound rehearsed at all.
Yeah. he wanted to make it clear that she is off to the side. Mm-hmm. It is just her. It is just his personal relationship. She has nothing to do with the football program.
All right, my next three, I'm gonna run through these real quick. Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Okay,
that's
help
not
me out.
Out.
Help me out.
That's
little.
So. Have you
Barbara
seen
Barbara from Abbott Elementary?
Oh. That's not, it is a hear me out.
That's it. I mean, she's 69 years old.
I'm over
60. So we just, all the old women are now hear me outs?
These are my hear me outs, man.
Yeah.
These are my hear me outs.
I don't know how many people would have to hear you out on that, but okay. All right.
68? Like, would you go?
No, 68 I think that's a good one.
Yeah. And plus, she kind of got
Cheryl Lee Ralph. What you mean?
That's what that's my point. She sounds like a grandma. I mean, she probably is a grandmother, but.
Well, next you're going to tell me that Dr. Pam Grier is a hear me out. Okay. All right. Whatever,
dog. Hey, she might. I don't know. My next one is Ricky Lake. Have y'all seen Ricky Lake as of late?
Yeah. I have not, no, but that one actually brought me to my answer here. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about right now, Ricky Lake as of late.
You are 100%
correct.
Yeah,
she look all right, man. All that silver hair,
yeah.
All that white hair, she look all
right. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And my next one, and she's kind of on that same path too. Remember Home Improvement?
Of course.
Remember Jill? Oh, Jill Taylor?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Patricia Richardson.
Yeah. That's another good one.
That's another
one. I've always liked, because she was also in, Everybody Loves Raymond, right?
Yes.
Always been there. Yeah. Always been there with you.
Yeah.
Those so what was the one that popped in your mind?
And of course, the name of, oh my goodness. Give me a second. I'll have to remember her name. But on the text line, a few people came in. Reba McEntire, does she count?
She was kind of in the same Madonna. At one point, she was like a sex symbol.
Yeah.
And but now she's a hear me out.
Okay, here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
Rachel Ray.
Oh, that's so funny you said that. That is so funny you said that.
You know what? That's actually a good one, because I remember when she was younger, like back in the 2000s somewhere, I always thought she looked good, but she wasn't like that sex symbol type person. She was just on there cooking.
We always had this conversation, because we always watch, you know how we are with food and cooking and all that. Everybody would always say, I would always say Rachel Ray over Jada De Laurentiis.
And I don't even know who that is.
She's the other one, the sexy one on the Food Network, Jada. Mm. And they, people thought I was nuts, and I'm like, nah, man. Rachel Ray all day.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Jada De Laurentiis. I thought
her food didn't look like it didn't have that same comfort value that Rachel Ray did. Rachel was out here making food that would put you to sleep.
30 minutes.
Rachel Ray would cook for you and then snuggle.
All right. Okay.
I thought of this one, Doris Burke.
I saw that on the text line.
Yeah. Oh, it was on the text line?
A lot of people say that too. Mm-hmm. A couple of people said that.
Yeah.
So. I think I have too much respect for DB.
Really?
I think I do. Like, I think it might be. I love Doris Burke's work.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Okay.
All right. I ran
She's
across.
A point guard.
Who a point guard?
Doris. Doris is a point guard.
Oh, okay. 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 You said that's a point guard.
That's a real point guard. Okay. Real hoop over here.
Yeah. She be hooping in them heels. All right. So I ran across this article right here, man. So the common things you should never say to a toxic in-law.
Okay.
So I want to see if this is accurate or not, because I feel like I don't know if I would say this to if I had a toxic in-law. Mm-hmm. So it's a lady by the name of, a therapist, marriage and family therapist by the name of Sarah Klein.
Okay.
She has some golden advice on when dealing with meddling or critical in-laws.
Okay.
So for an example, if your mother-in-law critiques your holiday traditions, what would you say? So I want to kind of hear, what would you say if your mother-in-law or in-law?
I probably would be, and I always had a great relationship with my mother-in-law, but just in that scenario, I would say something like, well, you know, it's just something that we've always done. You know, not necessarily get the hell out of my house or something like that.
Okay. So this is what she said. She said, try saying, it's interesting that your family does holidays this way instead of getting defensive about it.
That kind of sounds a little defensive.
No, I think that, it's like, it feels like
a
diffusing kind of technique where it's like, that sounds nice, but not necessarily saying we are going to do that or we won't do that. But just like, I acknowledge that you said this thing. Mm-hmm. All right, that's cool. Now we move forward. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it sounds like she's going for here.
Yeah, I could kind of see it, but I'm going to read some more too.
Okay.
Here's another quote. She said, we made a decision about this and are happy to discuss. No, this is what it is. Avoid using phrases that deflects responsibility. So, like, instead of saying, that's your son's decision.
Yeah.
Use stuff that say, like, we made a decision that about this and are happy to discuss our thought process with you.
Okay.
I feel like that type of stuff would kind of tick me off a little bit. Somebody said that to me.
A little passive aggressive. Especially,
it's kind of like bless your heart type thing.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, if you get to that place, you weren't going to be amenable to any of this. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were in that place where you made that, you were probably in a place where you were ready to be mad regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm just kind of trying to put myself in that position.
No, it is.
If, you know, because I'm cool with my in-laws, like, it ain't no issues and nothing like that. But if my in-laws said, like, I never did that before. Da, 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 da. I don't think I will give her the corporate answer.
Yeah.
I will probably, honestly, I'll probably lie. Be like, oh, okay. I'm like, maybe try it one day or something.
Yeah.
Even though I ain't damn never sure ain't tried. About to try. Yeah. But I might just do that. I wouldn't give like a corporate AI type of email answer to my in-law like
to,
that.
To whom it may concern response.
Yeah. That's what it felt like. It felt like who it may concern type of thing. I'm like, if that's your in-law, like, I feel like you would be a little more comfortable with
I feel like if you say in-law, but there's different types of in-laws, right? There's the in-laws that really feel like your family for real.
Yeah.
And I imagine you would have much more casual conversations. But I feel like if you're in this place where you're having to have these, it might be a to whom it may concern type relationship.
Yeah.
Very much a Christmas and Thanksgiving, or either Christmas or Thanksgiving type relationship.
Yeah, so I was just kind of curious with that because I don't know if I could get away with an answer like that. But, yeah, salute. If you
I think you could. I think you could.
Nah, she going to be like, what? Like, I love my mother-in-law. Shout out to Kim. I love my mother-in-law. She's like my 1A mother. Mm-hmm. So I got my mom and then my other mother. I call her. I don't even like to use in-law with her.
Yeah.
So I ain't really got to go through that. But I'm like, damn, that kind of suck when you got to go through all all of that, man. But salute to y'all.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, so are y'all familiar with the actor Colin Domingo?
Colin Domingo, yeah. He's been on a run of late.
He's been doing this thing, man. Really been doing this thing.
By the way, my favorite Colin Domingo project was actually when he was in Euphoria, which was a wild show to be like about addiction, but they all had all these high schoolers.
That's John McClane's favorite show.
It was out here wilding. But they did a special episode like during the pandemic where it was him and Zendaya acting in a diner. It was kind of a bottle episode. That he bodied that. It was so good.
He's a really good actor. He actually got his shine in The Fear of the Walking Dead, I want to say.
Oh, did he now?
That's where he kind of got, because he's been doing Broadway shows. Agreed. And acting. Yeah. I think he got some Tonys and all that. But so he sat down with Kieran Culkin, Are you familiar with Kieran Culkin?
I would have to search it.
Is the brother of Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, Kieran. Kieran Culkin. Kieran,
yeah, I can't remember the name of the pronunciation.
Yeah. Yep. So,
he's on a run right now.
He's on a run. Yeah. Salute to the show Succession.
Yeah.
So they had an on-camera interview together. Like, they was kind of talking to each other.
Was this like actors on actors or whatever, one of those?
Yeah. So I kind of like when actors do that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Just kind of getting to know each other. And they were actually having a conversation about their morning routines.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how this is Coleman Domingo asking Kieran how he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah.
What time do you wake up in the morning?
I don't really.
What do you mean you don't wake up in the morning?
I don't know. It depends. I don't think I've ever woken up at the same time 2 days
this morning.
Why?
Because you know what? Because I need a good 2 to 3 hours just for me before I come out and do all this stuff.
You're nuts.
No.
You do that on set? Like, if you have a 5 a.m. call, do you wake up at 3 in the morning?
5 a.m. pickup, I wake up at 3:45.
Get the f*** out of here. If I have a 5 a.m. pickup, you know when I wake up?
Don't tell me 4:45.
5 a.m.
God, so you're like a mess getting into the car.
I keep the clothes on the floor.
That's nasty.
I wake up, I hit snooze, so 5:09.
No shower?
No, I shower the night before. Okay. Always shower before you get into bed. Moment you start doing that, you don't put your dirty ass in the bed.
No.
Clean, put on clean clothes and get in your clean sheets.
So you arrive.
Yeah, I get in the car 15 minutes late.
Are you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
No. I get my own coffee. Thank you.
You get
very
your
much.
Own? Because, I don't do any of that stuff. No. Okay.
Get my own coffee, show up, go to set, go, what are we shooting today? Oh, I guess I need different clothes then. And then I put some stuff in my hair and then we shoot the scene.
Yikes.
Is it crazy how opposite they are?
Yes.
They were total opposite in everything they was talking about as far as morning routines.
I love that, though, because that's how people are. Like, you got the people that are just, as soon as the alarm goes up, mm-hmm. they're out the bed going about their day. And there's some of us that it take a few times.
Some of us.
It takes a few times. But I say some of us, but I've actually gotten a lot better about waking up early, turning on my Payne and Pendergast and getting my day going. I have gotten significantly better about that. But if you had asked me 10 years ago which of those two actors I sounded like, buddy, it was not no Coleman Domingo, I'll tell you that for sure.
No, it was just so hilarious. Coleman was like, wait, what?
Yes.
And other guy was like, wait, you wake up what time? I wake up, if the call time is 5 o'clock, I'm waking up at 5
o'clock. He said, I'm planning to be late. I'm not going to be late. I will wake up late.
Yeah, no, I just thought that was hilarious, man.
That is
funny. Two actors who are probably in their prime right now, different morning routines when it comes to acting.
As one of my teachers in middle school used to say, there's more than one way to cook chicken, right? You get to the idea of good acting from different places, mm-hmm. and I imagine you also get there to good response or good results in a lot of different ways as well. There you go. Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. A couple things. Someone said they're in-laws and they're outlaws. Fair.
That's true.
Somebody also said, hear me out, Hannah Storm. She was fun to bump into in New Orleans when we were down there.
Yeah, I think that's, you said Hannah Storm?
Hannah Storm.
Yeah, I think that's a Ron Hughley, hear me out.
I bet so. And then someone made the clarification that Patricia Richardson was from Home Improvement. Like you said, Patricia Heaton was from Everybody Loves Raymond.
I think Patricia Richardson might have made an appearance on, it was either Everybody Loves Raymond or it was one of those shows that was similar that.
She might have, but ultimately I was thinking about Heaton. Regardless,
okay.
Appreciate you guys hanging out with us here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things over to the fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron. We will do that next. Been a good show here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, if I can make that judgment myself. I don't know. I feel like that's up to you, the listener. But we appreciate you guys rock with us all day long. Getting ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive here in a second, Clint and Ron. And again, a reminder, we got that heat wave coming through mm-hmm. in the state of Texas in general. I know that there's some places getting hundreds. We should be in the mid to high 90s. So keep that in mind as you go forward over the next few days, you know, just keep yourself so that you're not too hot. I know you're probably getting into the AC and everything, but, you know, just be forewarned is ultimately what I'm saying. Some other things that we were talking about, we were mentioning, you know, the schedule, because schedule release tomorrow is such a big deal. Some of the things that we've also learned, I didn't talk about this. Peacock is getting a holiday exclusive mm-hmm. game when it comes to streaming only. Yeah. I know that Peacock has that one, was a wild card game, is it, that they have on Peacock only. Well, they're also getting a week, is it week nine? Is it? No, that's not it. But they're getting a streaming game, exclusive game on primetime Saturday, December 27th after Christmas. So they're getting a streaming exclusive game. And also another one of these games, the international
I'm looking
game,
at it right now.
The Sao Paulo game is supposed to be streaming exclusive as well, right?
And it says NFL Media put this out. It's YouTube. Not necessarily YouTube TV. YouTube is going to stream the Sao Paulo game, which is reported. It's the only one that's not officially yet. But it's going to be Chiefs against Chargers.
Yeah, I know. Front Office Sports had the reporting. A lot of other people have had that reporting. It feels like that's pretty evident that it'll be the Chiefs.
And it you would think that YouTube wants it to be the Chiefs simply because this is where they're gonna you know, beat you over the head with, hey, subscribe. Hey, YouTube TV. Hey, this, hey, that. Because they're going to have a bunch of eyes on that game. So they're going to try to get a bunch of subscribers. And we're headed down that path where it's almost going to be exclusively at some point, you know, streaming.
Dude, we're already in that place where, as a sports fan, you have to be subscribed to so many services to watch the bare minimum of what you want to watch.
Yeah.
The one thing that has been like a saving grace for the NFL that has not caused revolt is that when they have these streaming games, at least in market for your team.
Yeah, the local channels.
They will have it. They will have to have it on the local.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for that, I feel like people would be revolting.
How long until that changes?
I don't know. Yeah, and that was the question I was going to bring up to you is like, and maybe it doesn't because the NFL is so big that these streamers are willing to spend the money to get these, even understanding that in that market, they might lose some viewers. But for the most part, around the nation, people want to watch these games. I'm just like, man, the NFL continues to get to these places where they push and they push and they push and see how far and how much of, you know, how much of their viewership's money can they continue to siphon off until it becomes a place where the fans go enough.
But even locally, you can stream. I mean,
you can, and a lot of people will.
It's I mean, we are there. I say, how long till we get there? I mean, we're there where literally anything you want to watch, even on the networks, you can stream. So clearly the NFL is going down that road. I think it's obviously, you know, a lot of money. They can go from one platform to the next platform to the next platform, and there's going to be Tubi and Fubo and Amazon, and I mean we all know all the sites. It's going to be printing money, and it's really going to be all streaming.
I think we're getting to a point now where all of these games are playing on different platforms, but now what about Super Bowl? Like,
well, that day's coming.
Yeah, which streaming service going to try to buy the rights to air a Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so while we're talking about sports media, I did want to ask you this. Maybe this is navel-gazing. It's possible. Rich Eisen is a institution in sports and football particularly. Obviously, he used to work at ESPN way back when in a way, the SportsCenter anchors were stars, but also not stars because it really wasn't about anyone in particular. Mm-hmm. It was about kind of ESPN as a whole, which is very different than where it is now. But the Rich Eisen show, which has become like a real staple, is going back to ESPN, according to Andrew Marchand of The Athletic. So it will be in addition to his daily show that appears on NFL Network. So in true ESPN form, they're going to have dudes working all sorts of different ways. Yeah. But how much did this mean to you when you heard about the Rich? Because Rich Eisen still feels like he means something. He moves the needle to some degree.
Well, you touched on it. You know, the heyday of ESPN, the personalities didn't try as hard like the ones now, you know, that they go on First Take or wherever around the horn. You can just see them like trying to be, it was kind of a running joke that I had, like, oh, look, they're trying to be a meme. You know, like they're trying to do something to create some.
Well, and
they didn't have to try back then.
But you all, it was a different landscape. Like
they were just good though, man. They were just polished. They were professional.
They were good, but there was also how many cable channels? Like, you were competing with cable networks, and even then, you can maybe say like 70, 80 cable networks. Mm-hmm. You said trying to be a meme, that kind of means something here because trying to get some attention in this attention economy is tough. Like you're not just competing against TV and radio or your podcasts, you know. Streamers, influencers, all sorts of social media. Like, you're competing with all of those. So in order to grab people's attention, it does have to be a little different. Rich Eisen hasn't been that kind of guy. Obviously, mm-hmm. dyed in the wool of that early portion of or ESPN. Mm-hmm. I do wonder, though, like, how does that fit back on ESPN? Also, I guess I do
think about the ways in which ESPN is continuing to do the thing where they go, instead of like developing programming internally, we're just going and we're hiring programming wholesale from outside.
Yeah, and I think what their real sort of template is, their game plan, is pay a handful of people a ton of money and then just cycle through everybody else. And so they're at a point now where they can let other, you know, platforms develop talent, then they're not developing, and then they buy it. Then they hire it.
It's kind of like the rap game, to be honest. Like, yeah. They bring in somebody that's already hot. They already got the fans and all that stuff.
Pat McAfee.
Yeah, McAfee is a big example of ESPN doing that.
They're not developing their own people.
No, they're not.
Like they used to.
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why should they, man? Like, they rather off like letting somebody do the work and then come in with a bunch of money and just put it on the platform.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they've lost the attachment that fans have had to ESPN in the past, though.
But that also plays into what you're talking about. So many platforms now, so many avenues.
It's just a numbers game at this point, man. Yeah. Who's bringing in all the numbers? Let's get that person.
Yeah.
Also, I just wanted, while I was talking about people, ESPN contracts, what'd you think of Chris Berman?
That one I have signing mixed feelings.
You never gave us the hot take on that.
All right, so I don't know if it's a hot take. I think it's something of a hot take. I think Chris Berman has a lot in common with Jim Nantz in this way.
ISO! You got it, big dog. Go ahead.
Chris Berman is absolutely legendary. A guy that I just admire and want to watch all the time. But why do you have to hit this round number? You know, why do you have to get to 50 years? Like you know what I'm saying?
This is real hateration.
I'm gonna sign a contract for 5 more years so I can be on ESPN for 5 years. He's barely on ESPN now.
That's why you sign it. They barely made me come to work and they pay me.
It's like Jim Nantz. I'm gonna do the Diamond Jubilee or whatever the hell it was. It's like, nah, man.
He's trying to be the only one to get to 50.
That's a great accomplishment and should be saluted if it just kind of happens organically. But it's like you're on once a month. You're on once a month, you know?
I forgot he was still on, to be honest.
If you try to make an accomplishment happen, rather, it doesn't matter.
Tell me the last time you saw Chris Berman on ESPN.
He is on every single Sunday with Booger. He does primetime. They do primetime every Sunday of the football season.
Okay, so football season.
Yeah, okay, there are a lot of people on that are just seasonal.
Now, is that the real primetime or plus? Because I know he's on the ESPN Plus stuff.
No, he comes on primetime. They run it the next day. They run it Monday, him and Booger. And then he's after the game at the Super Bowl. He's there. Him and Booger, they do.
I tell you what, he is slow motion. I saw him at the Super Bowl.
They pushed him out of the home run derby.
I don't know if they pushed him out. If you saw him walking that door right now, you'd be afraid of a 5-year contract, big money.
That too.
I mean, Berman.
I love the guy. Like, trust me, I love the guy. But it just smacks of like
what?
50 years, man. Yes, everybody's got to have a goal, 50. Man.
Yeah, come on, man.
What's your number, Lopez? How long have you been here?
I am on the record. I've told everybody I've worked with, I'll tell you two guys right now. If I am on the air a day after my retirement date, 65, put an ice pick in my temple.
Not a bullet, an ice pick,
an ice pick. I want to die a slow death.
Dang.
I refuse.
You just don't know what's going to happen for me.
Okay. That's a good question.
It's okay for you to have a 65-year-old landmark, but he can't have a 50-year.
Because it's 65, not 89, you know, or whatever it is. Here's the thing. So that's a good question. So if I retire at age 65, I will have been in the business covering sports for 43 years. A very odd number. 44 years. I don't need to hang around six more years.
Go to 66 and get it to 45. Get you a good number.
I'm out.
Where you going to be on that water down there fishing every day?
It's like when McGuire got to 70. They stopped. Yeah. He stopped having at bats. Yeah. 70, nice round number. Let's stop. Mm-hmm. 50, nice round number.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.